Take me deeper, draw me nearer to the river that flows from you. Take me deeper, please draw me nearer to the place where I can find your heart. Take me deeper, draw me nearer to the river, the river that flows from you. Take me deeper,
take me deeper,
draw me nearer to the place where I can find your heart. Take me deep, draw me near, draw me to the river that flows from your throne. Take me deep,
take me deep,
draw me nearer,
draw me near,
draw me to the place where I can find your heart.
See, there's something about this river, God. In Genesis, when the Lord made the Garden of Eden, we find a silent, salient, eternal truth there. That there was a river that flowed from Eden, it watered the garden, and at the end of the garden broke into four heads: Gihon, Pishon, Hidkel, and Euphrates. But if you find that river, you will find that actually Eden was the presence of God. Eden was not the garden. The garden was eastward of Eden. Eden itself was the presence of God. And that river flowed from Eden. Ezekiel encountered that river again in Ezekiel chapter 47. And Ezekiel said, this time it was coming from beneath the pots of the altar in the temple. So in Revelations 21 and 22, you find that that river again flows from the very throne of God. And then it flows and runs a pathway through all of heaven into all eternity. Then Ezekiel tells us about an experience with the same river that an angel took him by the hand and measured 1,000 cubits and brought him to that extent in the river. And the river was ankle deep. The angel measured another 1,000 cubits and brought him to that length. And the river was knee deep. And I began to ask the Lord, how does the angel measure? What is the measurement of the angel? The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, bones and marrows. It is a judge of the intents of the heart. It tells you that if that angel was kept with a flaming sword that runs in double direction, the working of that sword is to pierce through our soul and rid us of flesh. And as he rids us of flesh, we can then travel the distance with him. And when we travel the distance with him, he can only bring us into the river to the extent to which we have died to ourselves. See the final destination for Ezekiel. That at the point he measured 1,000 cubits, and the water swallowed up Ezekiel. That's the experience I'm believing God for. Where it is all of him and none of us. At that point, your feet is not holding ground anymore in the river. Now notice that if the river has not overflown you, your feet is still holding ground. So you can fight the currents of the river. You might fall off once and again by the tides that come from the river. But you will find that you are not swimming freely until you arrive at the place where the waters themselves overflow you. And once the waters overflow you, you cannot keep your feet under. You have to flow with the tides of that river. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The generation that the earth is waiting for is the generation of men and women whose flesh have been cut off by the working of the flaming sword of God. And now God is not afraid or ashamed to bring them to extents that only the Spirit can take. It's how that the river must take charge. If the river and the currents of it become stronger than us, then it can carry us. But if there are things that are still logical and human in our minds that hold us back, then that river cannot carry us. It's amazing to find out in Revelation chapter 22 that you see the one who sits upon the throne, the Father. You see the Lamb, but you don't find the Spirit anymore. You find that out of that throne flows a river. But that's the Holy Spirit there, because the Bible says, and Jesus stood on the last and the great day of the feast in John chapter 7 verse 37 and cried out with a loud voice, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For out of his belly, like the scripture says, shall flow rivers of living waters. Then the Bible says, and this speak he concerning the Holy Spirit, whom them that believe shall afterward receive. Every time we reach out to that river, what we are asking is, Spirit, take over. Spirit, have your way in the earth. First, have your way in our piece of earth. Then have your way in our nation. Have your way in our economy. Have your way within our systems. Have your way in the system with which we raise our children. Have your way so that the Spirit of God rules again in the earth. So that the power of God is seen again to the ends of the earth. So that there'll be no day in the earth that the Spirit does not rule. For every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, to the glory.